A recent communique regarding sagebrush and the BLM, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I got a notification from Idaho Cattle Association's Cameron Mulroney that folks needed to submit comments regarding the federal sage-grouse plans and the necessity for folks to participate.
Your comments are needed on sage-grouse. What's the impact of that going to be so I can get the word out, get people to participate?
So the BLM is accepting comments on sage-grouse until November 30th here. And we just need to make sure that our industry comments to the BLM that we, as Idaho Cattle Association, we do need them to amend those plans. And we need to make sure that our operators, our industry comments. And reason for that being is we know those people on the other side of the fence, you know, they're going to put out their robocalls and all that stuff and try to get people to comment on the other side. So we need to make sure that our industry as well comments to have a good balance of comments and help them understand what's needed for sage-grouse in the state of Idaho.
Cameron says that the cattle industry has learned by experience that the anti-land use environmental organizations are extremely effective in mobilizing their base to churn out thousands of comments. Ah, yes, the beauty of social media. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.